If you're anything like me, you need a bit of a plan to be focused and get things done. May I give you a few simple things? I know we're very busy. I know we have 100,000 things to do that we might not get any of them done. But here are a few things that I think if you on a consistent basis aimed for these practical, common sense things, it may improve your life. Here are a few things you may want to consider. Just a setup of an easy framework of something to reach for every day, no matter if you are at home, out of town, at work, no matter if you have nothing to do or you have 1,000 things to do. Here are a few things to consider that matter all the time. Okay, number one, when you get up, acknowledge God. Before you put your feet on the floor, in your mind, greet Him. As you gain consciousness in the morning, tell Him, "Good morning, I love you, Father," or something like that. It doesn't have to be out loud. That means you are acknowledging God in your life before you start your day. The best way to keep Him at the forefront of your mind is to get Him there first thing. Number two, talk to God. Spend some time talking to God. Now, if prayer is a word that somehow makes you feel guilty because you're not doing it. Maybe you're not on your knees with your hands folded. Maybe you don't have a list of 50 people or things you're praying about. Maybe you just feel guilty for some reason about prayer. That's hogwash. You don't have a list for talking to your kids or your husband. Now, I understand we don't see God, and it is very good to have a prayer list because we need to think about all the things we want to pray about. But I also want to remind you that praying means talking to God. So whether or not you have a prayer time, a prayer list, a prayer place, don't let that keep you from talking to God. He's your closest relationship. So in a day, you should talk to God. That might look like talking to Him in your mind as you're driving or doing dishes or laundry or at work at your desk or any other of 100 different places you might be in your regular life. Talk to Him as you're walking down the hall to print copies, or in between classes as your students are coming in and out. Talk to Him as you write a paper or grade a test. Talk to Him about anything. He's always there with you and He wants to be recognized. So talk to Him and don't make it a matter of guilt or too complicated. Just talk to God. Third, listen to God. We listen to God by reading what He wrote about Himself, which is the Bible. Again, if you overthink this and overcomplicate it to the point where you aren't doing it because you have guilt and you think it needs to look a certain way, then change it up and do something else. Could you put the Bible app on your phone and listen to the proverb of the day while you're getting ready in the bathroom? Could you listen to the Bible while you're driving to work or driving the kids to school? Could you listen to the Bible while you're exercising on the treadmill? Could you listen to the Bible while you're cooking dinner? I'm not telling you what time of day it needs to be or how it needs to look. Could you keep a Bible in different rooms of your house open and take a minute and read a psalm? Whatever it needs to look like for you so that it actually happens every day, maybe have a plan A, B, C, and D so that there will be Bible in your life every day. That's super important, and that's eternal. God's words in heaven, God's words in our heart, it's written on our heart. Jesus is the word, so it needs to be a part of our life just like breathing. But if we start overthinking and making it a guilt trip, then we don't have a really good chance of doing it consistently. So let's not overthink it. Let's just do it. Then, hydrate yourself. Again, all of these things should not be something that you overthink. You don't need to buy $20 electrolytes to drink some water. For myself, I have a big 48-ounce cup of water with a straw in it that I leave by my sink. I leave it there all the time. And it's clear, so I can see how much left is left that I need to finish. I try to finish one before noon and another one before dinner. It doesn't always happen. That's my goal. But when I get up, I'm not allowed to drink a cup of coffee until I've had quite a bit of water first. Water comes first. So maybe you could just think of a way to fit that into your life. The more you have it around you at arm's length to take a few drinks here and there, the better it's going to be. We know that this is healthy. Just drink some water. Move. Move your body. It's probably a good idea to have something that counts your steps. I have what's called an Aura ring that I wear, and it counts my steps throughout the day. If you always have your phone on you, such as in a pocket or something, then that would be a good way to count your steps. Your phone will do it, but I usually don't have my phone on my person. It's usually sitting down, so that's not going to be an accurate way. But if you have a step goal, that's probably gonna help you move more. That's a good thing to do throughout the day. But here are some practical things for relationships that are really going to make your life better. Maybe thank a person. Each day, make sure that there is someone that you thank besides God. And one is very low, but consistently thanking one person a day is really great. And praise someone. Give a compliment. Don't go to bed at night before you've complimented someone. So these are little goals to strive for. Thank someone. Compliment someone. Just little checks. Did I thank anyone today before you go to bed? Did I praise or compliment anyone before you go to bed at night? And then last, I'll just say this. Learn something. Congratulations. You're listening to this podcast. You might learn something you didn't know. And there are 1,000 podcasts where you can do the same thing. Learn something every day. Make it a goal to learn something every day. If you sit and eat dinner with someone, your husband, your family, anybody, it would be really great if by dinner time you knew something you could tell. Learn something. Learning keeps us growing all the time. Now, this is not revelation, anything I've said today, but if you make a little checklist of the things I've just said, and by the end of the day, you have done those things consistently, you will live a pretty full life and a life that matters. You will touch other people in your life. You will have relationships. And I think over the course of time, these small, not difficult things to do could really improve our lives. This is how it looks to walk in love, loving God through loving others. Have a great week, friends.